Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, coming up at the end of the show, for those of you listening via the podcast, you'll hear an exclusive interview with Overstock.com CEO Patrick, Patrick Byrne. That's what I thought it was. Interesting guy. And so if you don't listen to the podcast version, go to freetalklive.com and give it a try. Or you can just download the one archive. You don't have to subscribe to the podcast. All right, so we're going to take your calls about whatever you want. We're going to start out with David in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Good evening, David.
Hi, guys. I was recently listening to one of your podcasts. I believe it was August 8th, last Saturday. And you guys were asking people to call in if they had been to any of these town hall events with the healthcare event.
Yeah, these events that have been shut down, there's been a lot of anger, a lot of clashing between people with different interests, different beliefs. What was your experience?
Well, I have the unfortunate pleasure of having the man who wrote the 1,400 page healthcare bill as my congressman, or if you want to call him my congressman, John Dingell. He has been in office for 55 years.
Wow.
So he's the longest, quote-unquote, serving member of the U.S. House in history.
But, sounds like part of the problem to me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And what actually occurred was about 1,000 people showed up to see him in Romulus, Michigan. And they only had room for approximately 175 people in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, well, we're going to make this a one-hour program, and we're going to split it into two, so there's going to be 2 one-hour programs. So they only let in approximately 1/3 of the people,
mm-hmm.
and there were people outside angry and upset. People left, and I'm sure you've seen the footage of the man coming in with his cerebral palsy son yelling at John Dingell.
Yes,
but,
yes.
It was basically a mess because every time someone made a point, they would have a section of the bill with him and say, oh, but it's right here. This is what it says. He would go, oh, well, I wrote the bill. I would know what it said. And that was his response to any kind of outside argument.
Did he really write 1,400 pages? I mean, don't they normally have that basically shoveled out to underlings? And then
I wouldn't be writing 1,400 pages
with their name on it.
Shoveled out to somebody else.
Well, he claims that he wrote it, and he's the original sponsor, so either his underlings wrote it, but it's his name is on it as the author.
He's a sponsor, but it doesn't mean he wrote it. Yeah. And yeah. Also, you know, there's rumor has it that there's several versions of this bill in the Congress and the Senate, so who knows what his version had, but the one that was on the Internet, I believe, was his.
Oh, yes, yes. And the big thing that people were very upset about was usually what had occurred at a lot of these events, people were able to get a mic and speak, but they took questions that were written down on paper and submitted, and they got to choose which ones were answered, and that's all they would answer.
Nice.
What cowards.
Yep. Sounds about right.
It was pretty well orchestrated by them, and there were a lot of angry people, but it stayed relatively calm, which I was glad about, and I have I'm putting quite a few videos up about it. There's going to be a lot of time on the air on YouTube, but it's interesting. But I also had something quickly I wanted to talk about with a police event that I had.
Okay, sure.
When I moved out to where I am now back in 2000, it's a rather rural area here in Michigan where I am. And we have neighbors, and they're approximately, I would say, a couple hundred yards away from our house. And we get very little traffic on our road.
Mm-hmm.
So we were throwing, when I was only like 12 or so, we were throwing clay pigeons, you know, across the street into the field across the road. Huge area, you know. And we were just shooting those, and we don't get any traffic. But our neighbors heard gunshots, and they're not used to this, I guess. So they called the cops.
Okay.
And we were inside in our basement working on stuff, and a police officer came to our basement window and tried to speak to us. And the only response that we would give them was, did you see the no trespassing signs? And the police officer goes, no, this it's a woman. I guess that doesn't matter, but. And my dad just goes, well, you're trespassing, and unless you have a warrant, get off my property. And
awesome.
She doesn't know what to say to this. She just went back to her car, stammering with, like, upset on the radio and her phone, and then she just drove out. She never had any more. And they don't bother us anymore at all.
Way to go, Dad. That's awesome.
Yep.
Now, wait, you said you were 12 at that time, so how long ago would that be for you?
That was back in 2000, so.
Okay.
Very cool.
That's the way to approach it, man. Don't give them the time of day.
We were raised to never open the door for the police ever. Like, just ignore them.
Good for you. Good for your parents. That's the way people should be taught, and we do our best to kind of re-educate folks on that particular issue because there's so much powerful propaganda out there suggesting to people how to handle the police, and it's almost all completely incorrect. All the movies, the television shows, everything you always hear, you always see is people going to the front door, answering it, and talking to the police, and it leads to people in handcuffs. So often.
I might add innocent people.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, innocent of any real crime. And they might have had a bong out on the table in the bedroom or something like that, or in the living room. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the story, David, and actually both stories. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So yet another example of how any kind of meaningful debate is being shut down on this healthcare issue. Talk, too many people showed up. I guess we'll just have to cut the questions section short and make it written only.
Yeah, but I guess we're only going to be able to answer the questions we want to answer here. No hard questions today. Take it up with your congressperson. Call the office.
Pick one of our pre-selected questions out of a hat and read it.
Did I mention that the office hours have been canceled here in New Hampshire? I don't know if I mentioned that on the air. I discovered that yesterday. We had talked in detail about how the representatives for Gene Shaheen, who's the senator in New Hampshire, have been touring around the state doing what they call office hours, which is supposedly a regular event that they have where so-called constituents will come and get to speak with a representative of the senator. So not the senator herself, but one of her underlings. And we were pointing out how they completely changed the format of what this was intending to be, and they're pretending like it's just like a one-on-one session now, and it's, this is what we've always been doing. This wasn't intended to be a town hall. We were just going to have it at the town hall, but it was going to be one-on-one town hall, et cetera, et cetera. And so when we showed up in Keene, they were giving us that same rap, and they wouldn't even meet us one-on-one. So we decided to go ahead and play by their rules. All right, fine. We'll wait. You meet with those folks. They were here first. That's fine. And then you'll meet with one of us, right? Well, she meets with Brooke from the Freedom Ride. The woman storms out of the meeting. Have you seen the footage, Wayne?
I did. And you know what kills me? The fact that, of course, they had built it up originally for this big, town meeting type thing. And now they're calling the underlings caseworkers.
Well, now they supposedly have office hours. I mean, this is not a new thing from what I understand. It's just that what they did was they changed the office hours in Grafton to a town hall meeting because of the whole healthcare thing. Then they changed it back to office hours after Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com showed up with his video camera. So by the time they got to Keene, it was after Dave had done his thing in Grafton. That's when they claimed they'd completely, gone back to the office hours format of just a one-on-one thing. And you can see the video footage over at freekeen.com. But I went to Gene Shaheen's website to check and see when the next office hours is going to be, because it's my understanding that the office hours is a regular occurring thing. So even if the healthcare package wasn't happening, they would still be having these office hours touring around the state for constituents to meet with them. So I figured, well, they wouldn't meet with us this time. Maybe they'll meet with us the next time. Maybe Sam and I and the rest of the activists need to show up at every single office hours until they'll finally meet with one of their constituents. And, I don't think it's fair for them to meet with me because I don't pay, federal taxes. So I just would be there as a member of the media to record somebody else who actually, does want to talk to these so-called representatives. But when I went to the website, I found out that the next three office hours that had been scheduled had been now listed as postponed. So they've gone ahead and decided to not meet with any constituents at all for the next couple weeks. While who knows, maybe I think what they're expecting will happen is things will cool down. Yep. Like that, we'll forget.
We'll regroup.
Right. Well, that's just it. Things aren't going to cool down for these people. And so as of right now, Gene Shaheen, the senator in New Hampshire, has canceled all of her office hours for the next couple weeks. And I think it's a direct result of the activism that was happening at them. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, someone could say, well, see what you guys are doing? You guys are interfering. Now they've canceled all the office hours. We could address that in moments. 3 Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Get in your show and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including the bulletin board system, over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there on the BBS. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com and get interactive for free. PBS.freetalklive.com and audible.com is the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like the podcast, just like any podcast, actually. Audible has over 60,000 titles from which to choose, and in every genre, Audible has it covered. Get a free audiobook download when you sign up today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL for your free audiobook download. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL to your phone calls about what you want. Dan is in New Hampshire, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dan.
Hi, Ian. How you doing?
Dan, good. Are you on a speakerphone?
I have no other choice at this moment.
Okay. It's not bad. Go ahead.
Okay, great. I didn't listen to last night's show all night and wanted to know if you guys were talking about William and his little event last night on MSNBC with Chris Matthews and all that.
Yeah, this is one of the activists here in New Hampshire, Free Stater. He is, I guess he moved up a couple years ago after Porkfest. I think he came to Porkfest and his girlfriend or wife, they decided to stay here and they never went back to wherever it was they were from. Which was an amazing story on its own, but he was at the Obama event in Portsmouth, and we did touch on this last night. I think Ken called in about it, but he was at this Obama event, and he wasn't actually inside the event perimeter. He was outside of that, as I understood, and he was strapped. He had a gun on his leg, open carrying, as is completely legal here in New Hampshire, but the mainstream media folks that don't live up here, that were here to cover the event, don't understand what that is.
They were horrified.
They were freaked out.
Yeah, so they flipped out over it, and it actually ended up getting him some coverage on one of their shows, Hardball, where this foaming-at-the-mouth Chris Matthews character just was ranting and generally awful. But William managed to handle himself fairly well. As we said last night, I can't say any of us would have done a better job, so I think he did a fine job. And I guess there's been some more coverage. He's made it into a few articles, news articles. His name has made it in there. And what did you want to observe about it, Dan?
Well, I've been checking some of the blogs and some of the news articles and stuff like that on the web. Even Mike Rivero at whatreallyhappened.com is not being charitable. He's still just a gut, you know, he's on GCN just before you guys. And he's right at the end, and I tried to call in, I failed, but he's saying that, oh, he's a plant. I know William personally, and you guys probably do as well. He is not a plant.
Well, you know what it was? There was an earpiece he had in his ear that looked like Secret Service.
Yeah,
it was a high-end earpiece that he had, and so they thought he may have been an agent provocateur or something because of that.
Sure, because an agent provocateur is going to have a high-end earpiece in his ear.
Well, yeah, they might have believed that he could have been some sort of federal agent because of that, but people can buy earpieces for things like two-way radios and stuff like that. But it's very interesting that the conspiracy crowd decided to focus on that as their reason to completely dismiss this and to come up with, you know, nutty, paranoid conspiracies about him. Just shows how easy it is for those folks to just go down, you know, an insane rabbit hole without even checking what they were talking
about.
You
know, I think a lot of people right now are a little on edge because they know that the people trying to push these health care bills through are desperate, and they're scared that they're going to be thwarted, and so they're afraid they're going to try something more desperate to get the public opinion on their side. So I understand where they're coming from, but in his case, you know, I thought it was funny that Chris Matthews and a few of them are putting it in terms of, how dare you have a load a gun within 1,000 feet of the Messiah? You know, he wasn't even inside the event. He was outside holding a sign. And if he was going to do something like that, do you think he'd have it right out in his leg showing? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I wonder if what people actually think, that the general population is more likely to breed psychos than, in fact, the
sociopaths in office
involved. I mean, the police all are around him all over the place, and they're open carrying their guns, and mm-hmm. you know, the Secret Service has got them, you know, inside their jackets and stuff like that. I mean, you know, what the heck? You know, are we all, you know, would not all of us jump to interfere with somebody trying to kill Obama, even if we don't like him? We don't want him dead.
I don't want to see him. I don't want to see him fight.
I don't want to see him.
Would step to him.
Well, if you're armed, Ian, would you not shoot the guy that's about to shoot somebody else?
If it was somebody that I knew and, you know, wasn't a criminal thug, yeah, maybe. I probably would. But
I don't know the person.
Yeah. Politicians are thugs. They're criminals, so I don't really care.
So, Ian, it's okay if you don't know somebody and they're going to kill him.
No, if I know that someone is a thug, then I'm going to allow that thug to get, you know, shot. I'm not going to step in the way. It's not my fight. I mean, I don't support violence, but I'm not going to get in the way. Does that make sense?
Well, I would interfere. I would interfere with somebody killing anybody, Dan, if they're not threatened themselves.
That man sent has sent people to die around the world. Why would you want to step in the way? Why would you want to save somebody who has ordered the killings of countless innocent people?
Ian, the fact is that they're going to replace him with somebody that's exactly doing the same thing.
I'm not saying the world's going to change. I'm not saying the world's going to change either way of that outcome. I'm just saying there's something I'm willing to put my life on the line for, and that would be an innocent person, not somebody who's a criminal.
I don't know that I'd be putting my life on my line. If I'm carrying a gun, part of my deal is I'm defending people, innocent people that are...
He's not innocent.
...by violence.
He's not innocent. He is someone who does threaten violence.
I'm sorry. At that moment, he is. I mean, he may not
be
innocent.
Sorry, I disagree.
In general, but the fact is that, you know, I would interfere. I'm sorry. That would be good for you.
But the point is, this fellow who was open carrying yesterday meant the president no harm, and he was doing it for a reason. He was showing that he could be there protesting outside a place where the president was going to be, and nothing happened. Nobody was hurt or killed. And to me, that's a good statement to make.
Right. And I think you did, Dan, point out the one thing that I wish that he would have said. And I don't want to second guess or armchair William on this. It could not have been an easy interview, Chris Matthews was screaming at him like he was a madman, like he was foaming at the mouth. But he didn't mention that, hey, look, all these police officers and all these Secret Service guys are armed. What's the big deal? Why are they better than me? Are you suggesting that one has to have the stamp of approval of the government in order to be qualified to carry a gun?
That's a good one.
Right. Mark, the fact is, too, he's carrying the sign that says, you know, the Tree of Liberty needs to be watered, you know, which is referencing that quote about tyrants and patriots' blood. And I would have said to Chris, and I understand, I'm really proud and impressed with William's performance. But the fact is that I would have said to him that, you know, what, is Obama a tyrant?
Ah, yeah. It would have been a good way to phrase it.
Thank you for the call tonight, Dan. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Would you step in the way of a bullet to save a president, whether it's Obama or Bush or any of them? Would you put your life on the line for one of them? It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's orderchews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
As you already know, drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. That is the website. It is completely free. There are other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites. We give ours away, freetalklive.com.
RepublicMagazine.tv. Are you missing the real news? Get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine. You can get your free digital copy now or order a print subscription at RepublicMagazine.tv. That's RepublicMagazine.tv or call 800-873-1620, 800-873-1620, RepublicMagazine.tv.
I think we stumbled onto an interesting question when we were talking with Dan a few moments ago in New Hampshire about one of the activists here in New Hampshire during the Obama event that they had yesterday, the healthcare rally. They called it a town hall, but according to the handful of activists that managed to get in, because there's obviously an area in which you had to have tickets in order to enter, and a couple of folks that we know were able to get those tickets and get in there. And they said this was not a town hall as much as it was just a rally, just a bunch of Democrats and supporters of Obama and the government healthcare system, just, you know, chanting and doing their thing.
Oh, hail Messiah meeting.
So, yeah, there was no opposition of any sort there. The opposition was probably more outside, which is where this guy was, William, with his gun, his handgun strapped to his leg, completely open carrying. But the question came up that, well, if there was someone who had intended to shoot Obama or, you know, Bush or whoever the president might happen to be, it doesn't matter. They're all interchangeable to me because I think they're all criminals. But if somebody happened to be in the crowd who did have the intention to shoot, the Free Stater certainly didn't. He was just open carrying, which is completely legal. But if somebody had the intention to shoot at the man on the stage, the president of the United States, would you do something? Would you interfere in some way? And I said no, I would not. And I think there's something to forgiveness. I do. I'm all about forgiving people that have done harm. But I think there's a difference between forgiving somebody and laying your life on the line for that same person. This guy and all the presidents before him have sent people to die. They've ordered people dead around the world. They've presided over one of the most violent agencies, organizations ever known to man, the U.S. federal government. And for that, they deserve forgiveness. But do they deserve my life? If I wanted to give my life for these people, I'd sign up for the military. So it's not my job, and I wouldn't step in the way. I wouldn't get involved. And getting involved means you are going to possibly face death yourself. That gunman may turn his gun on you to take you out first.
Well, the Secret Service agents may very well see you and not see the other gunman.
Mm-hmm.
What's a Secret Service agent going to do if he sees you pull a gun out? When I first heard you say what you said in the last segment, I didn't like the sound of it, and I didn't jump all over it because I wasn't sure where I was at. But I certainly didn't like the sound of what you were saying. But in thinking about it, I've got to say that you were right. First, the Secret Service agents might shoot me if I don't have a gun. But if I were to be in the scenario, they might shoot me. Then my family is out, a breadwinner. Then what? Would Obama throw himself in front of a bullet for me?
For you?
No. That guy thinks he's more important than I am.
Yep.
And I'm certainly not going to throw myself in front of a bullet for him in that same circumstance. Now, that wasn't what the scenario was like. And the other question you have to ask yourself is, if you shoot into a crowd at a gunman who's pulling, who's pulled a weapon to shoot the president,
there's some serious risk there.
Yeah, the bullet could go right through him and hit somebody else.
Right, you might kill
or
a guy.
You could miss.
You could also shoot the person right next to them, through him.
Yes. Yeah,
there's all kinds of damage. Now the question is, would I be willing to? Who would I rather see dead, the gunman or the president? I kind of have to say that I'd like to see the gunman dead before the president, but I can see your point on it, Ian. I'm not chasing. That's where I'm at. But would I like to see an innocent person in the crowd dead?
No way.
Instead of the along with the gunman and the president survive? I don't think that I necessarily Mm-mm. would.
Nope.
As far as I'm concerned, the president took his risk as stepping up to be the president of the United States, and he knew he would be a target, and that's his risk to have taken. He made that decision. The person in the crowd did not make a decision to risk their life that day.
This whole scenario of do you get involved reminds me of that story from the guy from InjusticeEverywhere.com, which I was on his site the other day, and they shut it down, apparently. It's been too much to keep it running, which is sad. But the guy who we had told this lengthy story, and it took us an entire hour to tell the story, that he was in a bar and he saw a fight happening, and he decided to do what he thought was the right thing and step in and try to break the fight up. Well, the crowd that was in that particular bar, I guess they thought he was actually involved in the fight because he had stepped in. And so he ended up being beaten within inches of his life from that particular crowd. The police did nothing to help. They actually hurt him even more and beat him and dropped him and slammed his head into the police car and denied him medical treatment. And then when all was said and done and they realized he wasn't the actual guy that had done the stabbing, because it was a stabbing that actually ended up occurring there, that it wasn't him, they decided to not go after the actual criminal, because had they gone after the criminal, they would have had to have closed the case. And if the case was closed, then the gentleman who were talking about would have been able to get some of those records and would have been able to sue them for how they treated him. So the case still remains open today, and even though they know who the stabber was, he's still out on the streets. So the whole thing was just an absolute tragic situation. But to make everything worse, he found out later on that the guy he'd saved was the guy that had gotten stabbed, or the guy that he had gotten involved in to save, was a skinhead. He had a Nazi tattoo on his chest. I mean, so you took your freedom in your hands. You decided to place it on the line, your safety. You placed that on the line to save somebody you thought was worthy of saving. And maybe he was. Maybe you could say, well, he's still a human being. Okay, I see where you're coming from there. But the less you know about a scenario, the less likely you should get involved. Yeah. If you know both of the people that are fighting, I think it makes sense to step in. Or if you know one side, and maybe make sense to step in. But if you're talking about a total, you know, coming into a situation completely blind and getting involved, there's some serious risk there, as that guy found out. So was it the right thing to do to get involved in that particular case? It certainly doesn't seem like it as far as the consequences are concerned. Would it be right to step in the way of a gunman who is, or possibly make yourself the target of somebody who is attacking a president, Obama, Bush, whoever? I say no.
Well, the Secret Service would probably be all over that anyway. Yeah. Anybody within eyeshot of the president, the Secret Service has got people all over the place. They've got snipers already. I mean, I don't think you'd have to get involved with that. And any situation like that, I think you have to take on a case-by-case basis anyway.
I think we actually have William on the line with us here, the peaceful open carrier from, I think it was yesterday's rally in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. William Kostrick, is this you?
Indeed it is.
Hey. William, you did a great job against that pinhead Chris Matthews yesterday. You held your own really well. We're all proud of you.
Thank you. I was sweating bullets. I think you can actually see if they had higher quality images up there that I was sweating. Of course, that wasn't all. It was actually pretty hot in that broom closet with the lights on and all.
I'll bet.
So you were out there. You're a Free State Project participant. You moved here a couple of years ago, as I understand it. Was you stayed here after Porkfest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and you went out yesterday. You had a sign that paint the picture for us. Tell us the story.
Well, I was the day before. I wasn't really aware of the event. I was doing some other activism with some friends, and they brought it up, and I said, "Hey, you know, somebody should be there and open carry." And everybody looked at me sideways, like I was a loony bin. So I said, "Well, I guess it must be me." So there I went. As far as the sign goes, that sign was left over from the HR6 rally from the State House, and it just happened to be left over. It was one of the only signs that we had laying around. I picked it up on the way out.
So now, this can you recount what the sign said for our listeners that have not seen the footage?
It said, "It's time to water the tree of liberty." And that we carried that same sign in front of the State House just a few months ago.
I'll tell you what, I want to bring you back here.
As a matter of fact, go ahead.
Can you hang on for a bit, William?
Yes, again.
I'm going to bring you back here in moments. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We have the man on the line, William Kostrick, who was made a bit of a name for himself yesterday by having the courage to open carry in the vicinity of Obama. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new Bad Girls and the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button, and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give away the features. They are free. Freetalklive.com features, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, they're right there on the front page. You can click and download totally free. freetalklive.com. And you also need to know the Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at liberty in your lifetime. Because if you're frustrated where you live, if you're frustrated with a lack of freedom and tired of the state intruding into your business and personal life, and if you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org, and you'll join people like William Kostrick, who is on the line with us right now, also here in New Hampshire, moved up a couple years ago. And, William, I mean, how's it been so far? I mean, just as far as your experience here in New Hampshire compared to where you come from.
Wouldn't trade it for anything. The winter, of course, wasn't as bad as I thought. I was a little more sedentary than I should have been, but the people are fantastic and
now,
far and away made up for anything else.
Aren't you from Arizona or one of those very, very hot southern states?
Indeed, Arizona. I'm pretty comfortable at 95, 98 degrees.
Yeah. Okay, that's good, because we're from Florida, and also one of my biggest concerns was the issue of the winter, and I have to agree with you. I mean, having been a Florida native, been down there for 26 years of my life, the winters aren't so bad. Yes, it does get cold, but just don't stand out in it forever, and you'll be okay.
It's probably not as bad as it is on the tundra.
Okay. So we've got you on the show tonight because you made some news yesterday for having a gun, open carrying a gun, or a GD gun, as Chris Matthews would say on Hardball. But
I don't know how he got away with that either.
Well, I don't know either. Who knows? But
they're bleeping it now when they replay it.
Oh, interesting. Well, you were there with your open carrying, which is fully legal here in New Hampshire. Of course, the mainstream media guys don't realize that, and so they got in all a tizzy about it. There was a report about you first, and then they grabbed you for the interview, which, you know, as much of a jerk as that guy is, as Mark pointed out last night, it is called Hardball, so, you know, I guess that's to be expected. And I was a little surprised that they made the interview as long as it was. I mean, they spent an entire show, what looked like an entire show segment on you, about 7+ minutes of an interview. So did you feel like you were able to really get your side out, even though it was such an intense situation?
I really did, and I was pretty excited about it afterwards. That and when I first walked out, I was like, oh man, that was bad. But when I looked at it and online, I was like, well, I think I came out of that pretty unscathed, so I was happy about that.
We would agree.
Now, there's a rumor going around that there's more to this story than was revealed last night when we were talking about this. I have heard that somebody, some union guy, some union enforcer or something like that, came by and kicked you in the crotch. Is that true?
That is not true. But there is a backstory there, and I'll tell you, I just want to mention real quick that one thing that struck me as funny, and this story is everywhere. While I was there, I was interviewed in person by the Wall Street Journal, the Boston Globe, the Post, at least 8 or 9 news outlets while I was there. Plus, I don't know, it's been picked up by 60 or 70 forums, blog sites, et cetera. Everywhere I've tried to get out for people to correct a few mistakes that MSNBC has blatantly put out there. One, they announced that my firearms were registered, which is not true. They're not, and they're not required to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I really wanted people to get was just a few months ago, I was at the State House with the exact same outfit, same sign, same firearm, walking in and out of the State House among our legislators, no problem at all. And so somehow, I guess, getting not even within sight of Obama is a bigger deal than walking around and mingling with all of our state representatives.
This is a very, very important bureaucrat that we're talking about here, William.
Well, it's an excellent observation, William. I hope you got the opportunity in some of your many interviews, and I know there's more scheduled here. I think you're going to be on the Alan Combs show tonight. Hopefully you've gotten the opportunity at least a few times to plug the Free State Project.
I did just today, believe it or not, on Inside Edition, of all places, although they misquoted and called it the Free State Movement.
I wonder if you Google Free State Movement, it'll probably come up.
I'll tell you in a second.
Worth a look here. Actually, we've got somebody on the line that wants to talk to you. It's Matt from Illinois, and he's on the AMP line. Matt, you're on with William in New Hampshire.
Hey, William, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm pretty exhausted. It was a really long day yesterday, and I really didn't sleep last night. I was preparing for stuff today. Got you know, a ton of both fan mail, hate mail, and then setting up appointments for today. But aside from being tired, I'm doing well.
Well, you probably don't remember me, but at the Liberty Forum, when I first arrived at 8 o'clock on Thursday morning at the hotel, you were like the first Free Stater that I met. And I was awesome. Really impressed when I met you. I you know, just felt like you were a good guy or very gregarious.
By good guy, do you mean wild-eyed madman?
Well, you know,
EDI'd or something.
And since I called just before you got on, I thought I'd take this opportunity to say I think you did a really great job on Chris Matthews, and I heard you on the Alex Jones show, and I thought you did a really good job on his show too.
Okay,
hey, I really appreciate it.
Well, any other thoughts tonight, Matt?
No, just that, you know, I'm very seriously considering moving to New Hampshire in October now.
Awesome. Thank you for the call tonight. I'm sure a lot of people appreciate hearing that. And hopefully the more of this stuff that happens, the more just wonderfully outrageous events that occur here in New Hampshire that draw more attention to this movement, the better. Because the right people will perk up. When this stuff happens, the right people the information will come across their view. They will see this, and they will see something happening here that is just not happening anywhere else. Get excited by it. Go to freestateproject.org, sign the statement of intent, and make it a point to move here sooner rather than later. Don't wait till 20,000. I mean, you certainly
didn't. And don't wait to sign up to move, don't wait till you're going to move to sign up.
Do it
now.
Sign
up today, yeah. Because that's what it means. It means that you sign up now, and then you're sort of living towards that. It doesn't mean that, you know, the day before you move or anything like
right.
that, that's when you sign up. It's just an intent to move.
So, William, you made the choice to move here immediately after attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival a couple of years back. Is that right?
Well, we were moving here, and the move coincided with the Porcupine Festival. So we arrived during the Porcupine Festival and never left.
Ah, lovely. Excellent. So as you said, you've been enjoying things so far. There's, of course, a lot more to come here. And would you also encourage people that may have been thinking about moving sooner or later to move sooner and just get here and plug in and get active?
Absolutely. And plugging in is the key. As soon as you meet the people, it's amazing. It's a fantastic support group.
Well said tonight.
Believe me, I wouldn't have done what I did in another state where I had no backup, no support, no moral support at all.
Why would there be a rumor going around about him getting kicked in the testicles?
The rumor was there's video of it.
Confusing him with somebody else. There have been some people in other states at some of these demonstrations who have been harassed by, quote, union thugs, but I guess it wasn't William.
Well, I'll get back to that story right now.
Okay.
There was a gentleman who was a very large man and very overbearing. There is a video of the incident. I can't positively say that he was with a union. That seemed to be the general consensus among others. Anyways, he was leaning, we were all required to be behind the yellow police line, and he had walked up and was sort of leaning over the police line, screaming at us, just being very, very aggressive, very hostile.
Hmm.
And he was actually getting right up in Dennis Goddard's face, and I didn't know. He really seemed like he was going to get violent. As I approached him, you could see the adrenaline was really moving. You know, his face was twitching, his hands were shaking, and he looked like he was about to, possibly assault him. There were plenty of folks with cameras, and some of us gathered around and kind of were slowly backing him down, and he did attempt to kick someone in the testicles.
Wow.
It wasn't me. It was the gentleman standing next to me, and that guy managed to sidestep it, but he did make the attempt.
Amazing that he would do something
by kicking him in the groin.
Amazing he would do something so brazen in front of all of those video cameras. I thank you for calling in tonight, and thanks for sharing that story. Keep up the great work out there, okay, William?
You bet.
Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. More coming up. Hour 2 is on the way. Scare stories about militias coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.